morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Good to see all of you here this morning. Good to have Mr. Phil with us and all every member. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today. We pray that you're blessed as we worship the Lord together. Anybody that's out in the parking lot, we welcome you. Anyone that's listening later on the website, we're so glad that you've chosen to participate in the worship of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. It's good to be in His house. Got a special week coming up. Be looking for you tonight, 6:30, 7 through 7 o'clock on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Brother Kenny should be here tonight, and special music. And I know something that Leonard sent out. He said that Tonda and Kathy were going to be singing, and then he said it's Tuesday night, special unknown guest. And I thought, hope that wasn't me.
Amen. I'm teasing you.
Yeah. So, but it's good to be in God's house. Let's worship Him together. Father, we thank You for this day. We love You and we praise You. We honor the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father, as we come into Your presence today, we pray that You'll touch our hearts. May we worship You with all of our being. May we hear from You and may we respond to You. Father, as we think about the services that began tonight, we pray that we might truly have revival, not just have some services. Lord, good services are fine, but Lord, we need revival. We need a moving of the Spirit of God that touches our hearts deep down in our innermost being. Father, for each person that has a part in this service, pray Your anointing and Your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. Thank you, Pastor Ed. We appreciate that very much. And we wanted to welcome you all this morning. Everybody here this morning, we're good to see you. Good to see you. And yeah, there's another couple in the house. We welcome our son. Thank you, Phil. You're good to see you this morning. And good to be home. You're right. This is your home church. No question about it. So, but today is the first day of the month. And as we always do, we recognize our birthdays. And we recognize our birthdays and anniversaries. And we have quite a lot of them for the month of May. So let's recognize first the birthdays for the month of May. Brandon Louder, May the 2nd. Michael Smith, May the 7th. Pastor Ed, May the 9th. Pastor Ed, I'm looking good, man. That's great. did I say that right? I did. Okay. Leonard Harville, May the 12th. God bless him. That's all I'm telling you. Janice Coley, you are looking great, Janice. I know how old you are because I happen to be the same age you are. So, but I don't. But you, I look it. You don't. So don't worry about it. It's all right. So Janice Coley, and then my wife Donna, May the 18th, and Angie Barbie, May the 19th, and Jewel Hatley, May the 31st. Have I missed anyone this morning? All right. Give me a key somewhere I can hit there, Miss Brenda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And our anniversaries for the month of May. Andre and Brandon Louder, May the 17th. Bobby and Janice Williams, May the 18th. How many years are Mr. Bobby? Ask Janice. Ask Janice. She'll tell you. 54. Way! And then Pastor Ed and Pamela were 26. Okay? Let's keep everyone in our prayers, and we thank you so much, and we're so happy. Congratulations to all. All right, our hymn sing, and we're preparing ourselves for revival. And I am looking forward to revival. I truly, truly am. And looking forward to all of you being here and bringing somebody with you. And that's the key. But we're going to sing Revive Us Again. It's on page 469, or it'll be on the board for you as we all stand. We're going to do all the verses of Revive Us Again. Everyone stand, please. Sing like you're revived. everyone said, amen. Welcome someone this morning, if you would, please. I have some announcements for you this morning. First thing, I've got some great news, and I think everybody already knows this, but I'm going to share it with you all. It's a girl. It's a girl. Hey! It's a girl. And Lainey Ruth Snyder, and she was born on May the 5th at 2:32 p.m., 7 pounds and 12 ounces, 20 and a half inches long. That's a beautiful, beautiful baby. Proud parents, Zach and Emily Snyder. Proud grandparents, Ken and Rita Linker, Lonnie and Sylvia Snyder, and Rebecca Hefner. Congratulations to all the family, and God bless. And I'm glad to say that Mom's doing well. Mom's doing well. That's wonderful, wonderful news. Have a few more announcements for you that I want to share with you now. Let's talk about first that Wednesday night. We'll be here Wednesday night for prayer service and a Bible study. You come and be with us and be part. No, wait a minute. I'm ahead of, that's next week. Now, Wednesday night is revival, and we're going to be here all Wednesday night, so I'm about to get ahead of one. Let's look at revival. There we go. Now, I'm back in gear now. Revival services for next week will start at 6:30 tonight, and then we'll go from 7 o'clock through the next week, and we'll have special music each night, and Tonda is going to be singing, and also to Kathy. Maybe a duet in there, some Tonda, right? And we got that. Plus, on Tuesday night, there will be a surprise soloist. And I won't tell you just yet who that'll be. You'll know when it happens. But it'll be a surprise soloist, and it'll be good. And then Wednesday night, we're going to present to you that the Singing Towers will be here. And this is the first time that this new Singing Towers will sing. And it'll be here Wednesday night. So I hope you'll just pray for us all. And let's have a wonderful revival, Brother Kenny. Kenny is a great, great minister and a great speaker. And I'm looking forward to that. And then the following week, you come to our Bible study, right, Pastor? I want to be sure I always promote that because that's an important time for us as well. All right, then on Mother's Day, can I get Mike back in gear now, Jeff? Mother's Day, pancake breakfast is for all of us. And Ryland, she's already smiling over there. If there's one person I know that loves pancakes in this church, it's that young lady right there. So we're looking forward to pancakes for Mother's Day breakfast. And everybody come and be here, be with us. We'd love to do that. We've already talked about the revival services. Baptismal service. Baptismal service will be May the 21st, and it will be for little Ryland. And she's accepted the Lord, and we're so proud of her that she's moving on to baptism and membership of the church, okay? NC Baptist Home's home food drive is coming up now, and so keep that. And is that this? We're going to do that this week, this month, the food drive? And okay, got it, okay. Or do I have any announcements that I may have overlooked? All right. Let's go to our prayer requests now. We have quite a few that have been given me this morning. Oh, before one thing I don't want to forget, I almost want to be sure. I want you all to look over to my left and look up. Look, you don't see the spots on the ceiling anymore. They're all gone. Thank you, Grant. Thank you. God bless you, Grant. Who did?
I did it too.
Did you really? Did you get up on the ladder too? You're a brave soul. Give him a hand. Did you all help? Everybody helped. That's right. Well, thank you all. Any Grant, all the workers that you had, thank you all. It looks so much better, and we thank you for that. All right. Let's now go to our prayer request, and we'll be sure that we recognize those and ask God's blessings upon those. First, we want to pray for our revival, without a doubt. We keep our revival in our hands and prayers as we go forward. But also, there's the Marie Wallace. That's Kenny Wallace's wife, and she's not doing well. And there for a while, I was beginning to wonder if he was going to be able to be with us because of that. But he told me, I talked to him by phone, and she is doing better, and thank God for that. So keep that. Jeff's mom, keep Jeff's mom in your prayers, and she's doing better too. We're proud of that. Let's remember Emily and Zach and the whole family, because you know they're having time now to everybody get settled into that. But give them prayers too as they support and everybody together. We need to remember the Billy Talbert family that he's passed away, and Lonnie Jr. Honeycutt family that he's passed away as well. Do I have any other announcements? Any prayer requests? Yes, Lord. Okay. All right. Any of the others? Yeah, Robert.
Prayers for Wayne Williams in his later stages of cancer.
Okay. Wayne Williams.
And all prayers for Will Williams in the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know he's gonna get that.
Yeah,
prayers for me. Yeah, now that will do. That we will do. Yeah. All right, we'll keep Will in our prayers. We sure will. Yes, Bobby.
Well, I want to thank everybody for their prayers. And I'm feeling more better, doing good. So you're taking off the prayer list. But still pray for me. Jess, thanks, I need it.
Thank you. It's good to have you back, Bobby, and you're looking great, man. Yeah, you look like you can run a marathon if you have. No, you do, I think. No, doesn't he, Janice? Yeah. Okay, yes, Rosine. Anyone else? Yes.
I wondered how it Thursday it went good, but I got the cancer doctor coming up on the 26th this month, so I just pray for anything goes well that day. So.
All right, Angela, we definitely will. We definitely will. Yes, son. Absolutely. That's Melody?
James Melody, Jr.
Okay,
that's
Melody. Okay.
Your church to pray for
okay.
You
all right. Absolutely.
And all pastors are filling.
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Then let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this Lord's Day that you've given us today. And God, as always, before I ever ask you for anything at all, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've already given us. Thank you for the beautiful praise reports that we've heard already this morning. But now, Lord, we thank you for each one that's here, the ones that's prioritized their time, and they're here in their place this morning, ready to worship, and are worshiping your name. We thank you for that. And then, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for a time of revival that we're going to be entering in. We ask your blessings upon it, Lord, as Brother Kenny comes and as he ministers to us. We pray, Lord, for all those who will have part in the singing. We pray for them that you'll touch and anoint their voices. We pray. And then, Lord, we ask, Lord, that there be someone here that does not know you as their Savior, that this will be the time they will accept you as their Savior. But then, Lord, we have those on our prayer list this morning that we want to mention specifically to you, Lord. I believe you ask us, Lord, to be specific with our prayers. And Lord, I'd like to do that this morning. As for first, I want to pray, Lord, for, let's pray for Marie Wallace, Lord, who Brother Kenny's wife. We pray for her. Continue to lift her up to you, Lord. We pray for Jeff's mom and pray for her, Lord, that she'll get stronger. We pray for healing for her body. We pray for Emily and Zach and the whole family, Lord, as they are together today, Lord, with a new one and a new child. We pray for them. Lord, for Billy Talbert family, we lift them up as it lost him in death, Lord. The Lonnie Jr. family, Lonnie Jr. Honeycutt family, we pray for that family as well. We pray for Jeremy Harris, Lord, we lift him up to you, Lord. And then Wayne Williams with cancer, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're bigger than any problem. We know, Lord, that you're bigger than any disease. And we pray, Lord, for your touch, Lord. Then, Lord, we want to remember the praise reports, and thank you for the praise reports from Brother Bobby and then Brother Kevin Hathcock. We pray, thank you for that. We pray for Will, Lord, as he goes and gets his license. We pray for him and the family. We lift him up to you, Lord. Then, Lord, as we go forward in the service today, we want to remember Miss Rosina, Lord, as she'll be coming and ministering to us in song, and we lift her up to you and ask your praise and blessings upon her body today. Our pastor, Lord, as he comes before us, as we want to remember, Lord, Mr. Jamie Melody Jr., Lord, as he will be before his pulpit today, we pray, Lord, for him, Lord. Pray for our pastor as well as he comes and presents the message to us today. And all these blessings, Lord, we ask in your name, your sweet name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I mentioned Miss Rosina. So, Miss Rosina, if you will come. Miss Rosina said, I want to sing a song. I said, well, absolutely. Anytime you want to sing a song. And she said, I got a few things to say, and I would have been surprised if she didn't.
You never know
about Miss Rosina, but what I do know is that you love the Lord and you're faithful, and I thank you for that, Miss Rosina. So you come. You want a mic, Rosina? You want to sing on that? You got it? You got her there, Wes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Miss Rosina.
Good morning to you, good morning to you. We're all in our places with sunshiny faces. Good morning to you. I learned that as a child, and I love it. But there's a little story that goes with it. I just want to share it. When I had a Sunday school class, which I've had a lot of, and you can tell by my age, been down the road a few times. Anyway, I had the little 4 and 5 year olds, maybe 10 or 11 of them. Every Sunday morning, we started our little Sunday school with this song. And so then every once in a while, they would ask each Sunday school class they wanted to do something from the congregation. So we decided we were going to go out and sing that song. And have this one little feller, he was shy, you know. So I said, okay, today we're going out, we're going to sing for moms and dads. I want everybody to sing loud, you know, so they can hear you. And we're going to show them how happy we are. Okay, so we get up there, and everybody ready to go. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with sunshiny faces. Good morning to you. That was the little fellow that was so shy. He just about tickled me to death. But, you know, never seen him do it. And he just, good morning to you, just like, da-da. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of cute. I would share it with you. So this morning I've chosen a song, One Day at a Time. And I feel like it at some point in time, we've all had a day when we say, Lord, I just can't make it through today. What am I going to do? So, and be so frustrated and everything. And then I just start singing in my head, you know. That's the way I do things, is sing them in my head. And it gets stuck in there and it just stays there all day, which that's a good thing. So this song was written by one of country music's finest songwriters, Marjona Wilkin. She was born in 1920 and died in 06 of 86 degrees. She didn't have the happiest life. Her father died when she was 15 years old. And then she went on to school, and all you know, her mother took care of her. When she went to college, she met this guy, and they got married. Well, he was called into the war, and that was World War II. This is kind of hard to say here. Unfortunately, he didn't get back home. So as the years went on, she had 3 more husbands. And you know, during those years, that was a depressing time for her. So she started doing alcohol and drugs. And after her fourth husband, she decided she would just go to Europe, you know, and just calm down, whatever. She was gone a few years to a Europe. And then she came back to the U.S. and she got help with her problem. And there she found God. And this song is a cry for help to her. So one day she just sat down. This was in the year of the 60s. She sat down and wrote this song. And after, you know, this song, she began writing gospel music. So I'd like to say, Anna, in Matthew 6:34 it reads, in my Living Bible, "So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrows too. Live one day at a time." And that's what I try to do. This song's a little bit tricky. Maybe Leonard might help me start it off, forget it wrong. Anyway, Leonard says, just follow the bouncing ball. You know, some songs got a bouncing ball. This one don't have a bouncing ball, Leonard. So we're going to follow the curse, the highlighter thing, I guess you could call it. So anybody that like to sing with me, or I can try to sing the the verse, and you sing the chorus with me. I would like for you to do that. And it is tricky if I mess up. Just forgive me, please.
I'm only human.
Thank you, Miss Rosina. Isn't it strange how often we do borrow troubles from next week, next year, when we just need to get through today? And then tomorrow will take care of itself. Well, you know, yesterday was a big day. Something happened that was broadcast all over the world. Millions of people watched. I didn't, but you may have. A lot of money was spent. A lot of money was displayed. Most of us could live for a year on what some of those gowns cost. Big pomp and ceremony as Charles was crowned King of England, Great Britain, the British Commonwealth. It's a big deal. And you know, throughout history, men and women have been crowned kings and queens and emperors and empresses and czars and czarinas and all other kinds of fancy titles to show that they were special. Places of rulership and authority. As I got to thinking about that, I thought about, you know, we're here this morning to worship a different king. We're here to worship King Jesus. And as I began to think about Charles and Jesus, I realized they had a couple of similarities, but a lot of differences. So let's talk about that for a minute. At least maybe I'll get you to thinking. Now, they're both kings. Charles is king, Jesus is king. And you know, guess what? Both of them aren't universally liked. You remember see some of those signs in England? He's not my king. And some other signs do away with the monarchy. There are people in England and around the Commonwealth that don't want Charles as their king. Remember back in the day of the trial of Jesus? Pilate says, I don't find anything wrong with this guy. What do you want me to do with your king, Jesus? He's not our king. We have no king but Caesar. Now, that was blasphemy for the Jews to say, but they were so mad at Jesus. They were so angry. They so wanted to get rid of him. They said, we have no king but Caesar. Well, what do I do with Jesus? Crucify him. Crucify him. And it's been the same for 2,000 years. Don't preach, don't teach, don't do miracles in the name of Jesus. Now you can talk about God, but don't talk about Jesus. Now both Charles and Jesus are kings and both have people that don't like them. Ah, but the differences, the things that set them apart. And I think these, a lot of these I thought about, you know, are really special about Jesus. You know, Charles is a sinner. He's a human being. He'll make mistakes. But Jesus is perfect. And he'll make no mistakes in all that he does. In Hebrews 1:8 it says, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. It says Jesus is going to do righteousness of all. In Revelation chapter 19, he talks about Jesus ruling with a rod of iron. Jesus ruling in righteousness and holiness. Jesus will never make a mistake. You know, sometimes with our courts, you have one court that says, this is legal. Another court said it's not legal. Another court says, well, it is legal. And they go to the Supreme Court and they decide something different. It won't be that way with Jesus. When Jesus makes a ruling, when Jesus rules, and you know, think about it. Jesus is going to rule over the millennium for 1,000 years, and we're going to reign and rule with him. Now, that may be your chance to be mayor of Oakboro or governor of North Carolina. I don't know. You remember in some of the parables, Jesus talked about he that's, one guy says, well, he's done such a good job, I'll make him ruler over 10 cities. Your faithfulness and my faithfulness will have something to do with what we're doing in the millennium. But Jesus will rule and reign with perfection, with holiness, with righteousness. You know, Charles' power is limited. He can't do much, but has to have influence. Who rules England? The Parliament. The commoners and the lords of the Parliament, they rule and reign in England. And Charles can make some kind of, you know, he can have a little bit of influence, but they don't even have to listen to him. Even though he's king, he doesn't rule and reign. But what about Jesus? In the book of Revelation, it says, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and amen, I have the keys of hell and of death. Sound like he's pretty much in authority. We look at Charles and his power's limited, very little. Jesus, King of Kings of the whole universe, he rules it all. He rules it all. It's also interesting to know that Charles rules over a few. Jesus rules over all. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12, it says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Jesus is supreme. Jesus is supreme. And it goes on when you think about the differences. Charles is human. Unless he's superhuman, he won't begin to live the 70 years that his mom lived and reigned. In a few years, if they haven't abolished the monarchy, somebody will replace him. Somebody will take his place. But Jesus will rule forever. I love the book of Luke where it says, in the first chapter, verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. You know, Jesus is on that throne forever. You know, I love music even though I can't sing a lick. And when I hear a big choir go to singing Handel's Messiah, and they go to singing that part where he shall reign forever and ever, forever and ever, I just get goosebumps. And I don't want to jump up and shout hallelujah, praise the Lord, because he shall reign forever and ever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. we can go to various places over the world and they say, this great ruler is buried here, and this great ruler is buried here, and this great ruler is buried here. But when you go to Jerusalem, you find empty tombs. Now, whichever one you want to, there's two there that one part of the church says this is it, and one part of the church says this is it. Doesn't matter. They're both empty. They're both empty. Because Jesus is alive and lives forevermore. And he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Never are we going to come to a place from now to 10 trillion years from now when we're going to get an announcement, the king is dead, we got to get a new king, because Jesus is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And always will be. Always will be. He's not... He's God. This one I love. You know, it's one of my favorites. You've heard me quote it many times. You know, one of these days, if not already, Charles will bow before Jesus, but Jesus won't ever bow before Charles. Think about that. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every knee shall bow. Heaven, earth, under the earth. Every knee bow to Jesus. Now, I think probably everybody in this room that's old enough knows Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And willfully, you have bowed your knees before Jesus and said, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And it'll be no trouble for you to keep doing that for all of eternity because you started it now. But can't you imagine the anguish of those who have rejected Jesus all of their lifetime and suddenly they're there in eternity and they have to bow and acknowledge Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I think there are going to be a lot of, I don't know what word to describe, but it's like, oh man, I hate this. I don't want to do this. But I've got to acknowledge who Jesus is. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Most importantly, Charles can't do a thing about your sin and my sin. But Jesus can take away our sin and save us. You remember in Matthew, and the word came, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall take away their sin. And then the verses we read a moment ago, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Jesus takes away our sin. You know, we will have genuine revival when we get to the place where we acknowledge who Jesus really is. When we get to the place where we are so in love with Jesus. Now, Rita's Sunday school lesson talked about putting other things ahead of Jesus. other things ahead of God. And it's so easy to have idols. And as she said, it doesn't have to be some little carved or molded statue of something. For some people, their money is their idol. For some people, what they own is their idol. For some people, it's the fame and the prestige they have that's their idol. For some, it's political power that's their idol. All kinds of things. For some, it's to be, they get educated and they become so proud of their education that becomes their idol. And two thoughts. One, what I wrote about in the newsletter. We can get so lackadaisical and lukewarm. What did the church say? I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And Jesus said, listen, you're poor, you're naked, you're blind. Church had got to a place where they felt like they didn't really need God. And Jesus says, you just missed the point. And one of the things that hurts, concerns, troubles me as a pastor, having stayed, you know, a long time in each of the three churches that I pastored, is to see young couples loving Jesus, serving in the church, faithful in the church, bringing their children to the church, maybe becoming Sunday school teachers. I could name names, men that became deacons, but then they became a little prosperous. And before you know it, they never had time for church anymore. And suddenly the things that they owned because of their prosperity became their God. And in their 40s, 50s, 60s, their names are on a roll, but they don't go. And sadly, most of the time, their children end up lost. And it happened in every church I pastored. Folks that were so faithful when they were in their 20s and 30s. And then they just blew it. Jesus was no longer Lord. But folks, we'll have revival when Jesus becomes our Lord. Really becomes our Lord. When we understand how much he loves us, when we understand how much he did for us, when no one or anything else matters but Jesus. Earthly kings and queens come and go, but Jesus is forever. Earthly kings and queens might benefit you a little bit, but folks, Jesus can make a difference for all of eternity. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the Bible says, quoting Jesus, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." Our desire must be, our commitment must be, to be so in love and so exalting of Jesus that men draw to him. Now it's easy to say, folks, you need to come hear our preacher. Don't do that. You need to come hear our singing. Don't do that. We need to be saying, we want you to come to our church so you can meet Jesus. And if people come to the church and they meet Jesus, it doesn't have to matter how good or bad the preaching is or how good or bad the singing is. If when people come through the, really when they get to the parking lot, if they sense the presence of Jesus and they come through those doors and they sense the presence of Jesus, it's amazing what will happen. I may have told this 4 or 5 years ago, but when I was up in the mountains on a more populated road than this one, and one day somebody, a lady came back to the office, I think it was a Tuesday morning, and she says, I don't know what it is, but every time I drive by this church going to work, I feel the presence of Jesus. And I want to come in and meet him. And the preacher or the secretary or somebody there in the office led this lady to the Lord. Now that's awesome when the presence of Jesus is so strong that it reaches the road in front of the church. And somebody driving by comes under conviction because Jesus is so elevated as Lord and King. And I pray that that would be us. I pray that that would be us. The only reason we ought to be here this morning is to, or the main reason, is to honor Jesus. I love the fellowship. I love the learning, the teaching, the music. But if Jesus is not the Lord, all the rest of it doesn't matter. We don't have to have the pomp and circumstance and all the diamonds and rubies and everything that was there at the coronation yesterday. What we need is the presence of Jesus. And my prayer is that this is what this church will have from now till eternity. That we will have the presence of Jesus. Now this morning, we're going to do the invitation just a little bit different. I'm going to invite you to come to the front and pray for revival. Now you remember the old story, draw a circle around yourself and sort, Lord, send a revival and beginning in this circle. If you are young enough and you want to kneel at the altar, fine. If you want to sit, which is probably what I'll do, because I have trouble getting up once I get down, I want you to do that. But just come, and if you feel led to pray out loud, pray out loud. I want us to spend a few moments in praying for revival. Now, if you're here and you have to slip out, just slip out quietly. But everybody who would, I want you to just come down to the front right now, and we're going to pray for revival.
Thank you.
pray out loud, you can do so. But there's no pressure on anybody to do it. Father God, as we bow before you this morning, we come, we humble, acknowledge that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we bow before him. Father, we come confessing the sin that's in our lives. Lord, you know what they are in each one of us. Father, we confess and we thank you that you've told us that you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we come praying for a special anointing upon Brother Kenny. We pray that you'll give him the messages that we need to hear each night, for you know who will be in the sanctuary each night. We pray for those who will be singing that you will give them the specific song that's needed to be sung each night. Father, we pray that you'll bring into this service, every service, those that you want to come. Father, we know that there are people out there that need to be a part of this church. And Father, I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Spirit will be touching their lives. I pray that we'll be bold as we have opportunities to invite them. Father, I pray that the bold power of the Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost power, will be in this church. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Father, I pray that we will exalt and lift up Jesus in ways that perhaps we've never done before. Oh, we do love Jesus. Such a great and a mighty King. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. And Father, I pray that something will begin this week that will impact this church and this community and the world for many years to come. Father, please, don't let us get through Wednesday night and say that was nice and nothing eternal happened, nothing lasting happened. Lord, we have come before you desperate for something eternal and lasting to take place in Barbies Grove Baptist Church. And Lord, we humble ourselves, but we give you the honor and the glory, and we know that all that's accomplished will come through your power, your presence, and we welcome that presence and that power. We love you because you first loved us. Lord, send a revival and let it begin in me. Lord, as I wrote this week, set our souls on fire. Set our souls on fire. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.